The Justice Secretary has confirmed he's launching an independent investigation into the escape of a former soldier at Wandsworth Prison. Daniel Khalif, who has links to Kingston, went missing in his cook's uniform yesterday. It's thought he was strapped underneath a delivery van. The government will also look into why the terrorist suspect, who's waiting to go on trial, wasn't in a higher security facility. Alex Chalk has been updating MPs in the Commons.
No stone must be left unturned in getting to the bottom of what happened. Who was on duty that morning? In what roles? Ranging from the kitchen to the prison gate. What protocols were in place? Were they followed?
Our reporter, Milena Veselinovic, is outside Wandsworth Prison for us this morning.
Well, it's a residential area around here in the prison, and it's fair to say the residents are quite concerned because something like this hasn't really happened recently, although there was another prison escape back in 2019 after another serious security breach. And there are questions now how it is that Daniel Khalif did manage to leave this prison right behind me through what is really an audacious escape. We know that he was working in the prison kitchens, and that also raises the question as to why a terror suspect would be placed in the kitchens where he's got access to sharp implements and knives. Now, we understand that he left the doors here behind me clinging onto the underside of a food delivery truck. Now, that also raises the question, how well was that vehicle checked? It should be checked on entry, but also checked on leaving to make sure that no one's clinging on the bottom, no one's over the top. So those are all the questions the authorities will have to answer. And then also, finally, why was he even here at Wandsworth Prison, which is a Category B prison, which has, in its latest inspection, been described as overcrowded, crumbling and infested with vermin. Now, the police is saying they are obviously very intensely looking for Daniel Khalif now, but they did want to reassure people that he does not pose a wider threat to the public, they say. Sources tell us that he's been classed as quite low risk, but nonetheless, ports and airports have been placed on high alert, although the police do still believe that he is here in the UK and he's got links to Southwest London. But many, many questions about this highly disconcerting case that authorities will have to answer.
The Labour MP for nearby Tooting is Dr. Rosanna Allen-Khan. She's also the Shadow Health Secretary.
The big question that everybody wants answered is, how was this allowed to happen? And interestingly, I actually found out many months ago that there was an ongoing issue of staffing levels, as well as that the prisoners were without water for 6 days. Now, there was one shift, Kay, last December, where on a night shift, there were only 7 staff members to look after 1,500 prison inmates. So what they had to do in order to make up the numbers was to actually ask people to stay and do a double shift to make up the shortfall.
And the Shadow Home Secretary is Yvette Cooper, who says urgent questions need to be answered.
We need to make sure that we have some independent answers, not just in internal explanations. There's got to be some proper accountability. But I hope he will announce some kind of independent investigation, some full investigation.
Peter Blexley is a former Scotland Yard detective.
It's a catastrophic failing of prison security here. And I'm sure there are many detectives that worked very hard to build a case to see this man charged with the offences for which he's yet to stand trial, and they'll be a bit fed up that he was allowed to get out of the prison in this manner. I would particularly want to know, was this an opportunist thing? Did he see his chance and take it? Or was it a pre-planned, sophisticated plot with some collusion, assistance, and people on the outside ready to support him with food, clothes, cash, access to finance, passports, shelter, and the like? If he's on his own, I think he's going to be easier to find because he may have to involve himself in low-level criminality just to survive. If he's part of a now sophisticated criminal network, that could be a lot more tricky.
Rob Powell is our political correspondent at Westminster.
Clearly what Labour are trying to do is weave this narrative that this is yet another example of failings that can be put down to the last 13 years of Tory government. In response, the Conservatives are saying that you can't join the dots.
And the M20 in Kent is temporarily closed between junctions 8 and 9. That's for enhanced port security checks for Calais. All EU-bound freight must use the M20, while other traffic is to follow signed diversions. The closure is to allow freight bound for the continent to queue on the motorway and minimise disruption to Kent's wider road network. Kent Police says that the closure of the M20 motorway is necessary to prevent any potential disruption to the wider road network in Kent.